First of all, there's one good thing about the results of yesterday's game, and that's that I won't die this year, because God told me that I won't die until the Browns get to the Super Bowl. There was a woman wheeling a baby carriage along the street, and a drunk came by and looked in the carriage and said, "That's the ugliest baby I ever saw," and staggered off. And the woman bursts into tears, wailing loudly. A policeman comes up and said, "What's going on?" "He insulted me." And he said, "Don't worry, ma'am. He's just a drunk. Don't worry about it." And he reaches in and hands her a handkerchief and says, "And here's a banana for your monkey." Later on, people often say the wrong things, thoughtless things. Like saying to a woman, "When are you due?" And she responds icily, "I'm not pregnant." Or going into this funeral home and telling the spouse, "Oh, it's good to see this person this way." There are things we shouldn't say and things that we should say. In the first reading, God calls Samuel. Samuel doesn't yet know God. And when Eli tells him how to reply, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening," he says the right thing. Listening to God is, of course, very important. And listening to how he speaks to us in ordinary ways is important, too, as through the scripture, through the constant teaching of the church, even sometimes in good advice we receive from family and friends, even if we haven't asked for that advice. But more important than listening is acting upon what we have heard. I've always thought that this gospel passage is kind of funny. John and Andrew, disciples of John the Baptist, hear him say, "Behold the Lamb of God," and they follow Jesus. And when Jesus turns and asks, "What are you looking for?" their response is kind of stupid. Maybe they don't even know what they're looking for. They could possibly have said, "Are you the Lamb of God?" Or, "We're looking for the eternal life," or, "Can you show us the Father?" But they respond the way they do, "Where are you staying?" And Jesus responds, "Come and see." And they learn then, and begin to learn who Jesus is, to learn that he loves them. And I imagine that in their discussions, he probably asked them about their families, what they've learned from John. He listens to them, and they listen to him. And we then see Andrew going to Simon and saying, "We found the Lord." He brings him to Jesus. And I'm sure John did the same thing with James, his brother. They are beginning to understand who Jesus is. He is the Messiah. He is the one John proclaimed. And it changes their lives. They become disciples, learners, and then they will become apostles sent out to proclaim what they have heard and seen, especially to proclaim the resurrection. Listening to God's word should change our lives. It should call us to continuing conversion. As Paul says in the second reading, one of the things we have to turn from is the world's understanding of our bodies and of our sexuality. The body is not just for fun. It's not just for ourself. But rather, we have to understand the sanctity of our bodies and that they are to be used in accord with God's will. To understand that the body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, that God dwells in us. And we are also to understand that we and our bodies are not our own. They belong to God. As Paul says, they've been purchased and at a price. And the price is Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection. And therefore, we are to glorify God in our bodies, in everything we do or say, as Andrew did, to bring others to Jesus.